Okay, let's just quickly recap. We had a statement of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav, who said that if you have 3 log of water plus wine, a little bit of wine, but the wine is enough to discolor the water, and that falls into a mikvah that is not yet 40 saw, it does not render it unfit. Remember, 3 log of regular drawn water would render it unfit rabbinically. He says once it's discolored, so we don't go by the measurement, we go by what it looks like, we go by the appearance. So that's Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. We asked a question from a brisa that seemed to say exactly the opposite of him. So we answer, well, that brisa, that's going according to, Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, he holds like another Tana in another Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's how we answered the question. And then we went and brought that brisa, version 1. And what did that brisa say? If you had 3 lugim of water, but not exactly 3, it was minus a quartuv, it was not a full 3 of water, fell inside some wine, now it looks like wine. Tana Kama, the rabbi's first opinion says, if that falls in mikveh, it doesn't render it invalid. Similarly, if you had a little less than 3 log of water and some milk fell into it, even though it's still going to look like water, and then it falls in mikveh, it also does not render it invalid. Because why? Because you didn't have 3 log of water. You didn't have 3 log of water. And clearly, these rabbis hold 3 log of water would render it pasul. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri comes along, he argues on the rabbi, says everything goes after what it looks like. What does it look like? Well, in the case when it looks like wine, it's okay. But here he's going to be stricter and says, but when it looks like water, when there was even though there was less than 3 log of water, but the little milk brings it up to 3 log, and now it looks like water. So you go by what it looks like, it renders it unfit. However, on the flip side here, that's what the Mishnah says. But the implication is, the rabbi said their law, when it was less than 3 full log of water, the implication is it will be 3 log of water, then it wouldn't matter what fell into it. It would render it invalid, because that's why he picked cases of less than 3. So you see that the rabbis hold that if it's 3 actually of water, doesn't matter what it looks like, renders it invalid. And the rabbi of the other brisa, who said it was invalid, is like this Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, who says when you have 3 log of water with wine mixed in, it looks like what, it's okay. Hillel like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says hakol holech achar hamare. Everything goes after the way it looks. Clear? So again, so Rav, who says when 3 log of water that now has a little bit wine in it to make it look like wine, he says it doesn't render it unfit, he will hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but he will not hold like the rabbis. That's where we got up to yesterday. Yes? Good?
Yeah.
Whatever I say. Yeah, okay.
There's a chart. I got the chart.
Okay, you got a chart over there too, if you want, but we're gonna... But that's clear. So now what is not totally satisfactory about this is that you don't want to have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri not going like the rabbis. Okay, that's the problem, because usually the law is when one person in a Mishnah argues on the rabbis, the law is like the rabbis. So it's not optimal to have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri make a statement that only fits, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav say a statement that only works according to one opinion of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It would be a lot better if you can work like everybody. But anyway, whose answer was this? Who was saying this answer? Was it Rava, right? Go back to the page before. Rava. So let's try to get, it's going to get all confusing. If you don't get this part good, the rest you're going to get lost on. So you got Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav. He's over here. And Rav says, well, 3 log of drawn water, that's got, no, remember, 3 full log of drawn water with wine in it, looks like wine, falls into the mikveh, does not render it pasul, because he says, you go by how it looks. So then the question was asked, well, but there's a brisa, same case, higher up, says doesn't work. What are you going to do with that? So Rava, another rabbi over here, says, well, that's one brisa, but there's another mishnah that has a machlokes, and Rav will hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Because Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says everything goes after how it looks. So therefore, and therefore, but it won't be like the rabbis. So this is the way Rava answers the question from the Mishnah on Rav. Okay, clear. Now, and therefore, unfortunately, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't go like everybody. Or rather, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav does not go like everybody. He only goes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, so that's not the best answer, so to speak. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava. Gemara is really surprised at Rava's explanation that Rav only goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and not like the rabbis. Why? Because we're going to see that another rabbi was not sure exactly what's the right text of the Mishnah we just quoted. And depending on how you have the text, it will change the meaning considerably, and quite perhaps it could then come out that Rav's statement could be like everybody, could be like everybody, which would be a lot better. So Gemara, Rav's answer was, sorry, Rav will only work like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, will not work like the rabbis. Okay, because he had one text of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now asks, Rav Papa. But Rav Papa pondered this very point, meaning he wasn't sure whether Rav can only be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or maybe he could even be like the Tanakhama. Even though Rava said he only is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But Rav Papa wasn't sure. Now what's Gemara driving at over here? The halacha follows the majority opinion of the rabbis, the Tanakhama, over Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's minority of view. That's the halacha. So, hence, Rav Papa pondered whether Rav's ruling was consistent only with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in which case halacha would not follow Rav, right, or whether it was consistent also with the opinion of the rabbis, in which case Rav's ruling would be accepted as halacha. As we shall see, the question hinges on which of two versions of the Mishnah in Mikvahs is the true version. There's a debate, and it's a difference of two words. Makes all the difference in the world. Do you say drawn water of three logim, or three logim minus a quartov? That's the difference. So far we only had what? Three logim minus a quartov. And from that we deduce, if that's all the Tanakhama said, we could deduce if it was not minus the quartov, it would invalidate it. That's a whole opinion now. What happens if we just take out those two words? Minus a quartov. Now we're going to learn the Mishnah again without the two words, minus a quartov, to see what the rabbis would then say. Okay, that is the question. The boy, Rav Papa, because Rav Papa pondered when Rav said what he said. How did he text, what was his text of the Mishnah? So his question was, Rav Tone, did Rav have a reading of the Mishnah with the words Choser Kurtov, less than a Kurtov in the first? Remember that the Tanakhama brought two cases. Water less than a three lugim, less than a Kurtov with wine going in, case one. And then the rabbis again said a second case, water less than a Kurtov, you added milk. Two cases. So now Rav Papa said, I'm not exactly sure what Rav Papa is in doubt. And it's going to end up in doubt. Rav Papa says, I'm not sure how Rav read that Mishnah. Did he read it that the first clause says less a quartov? So therefore, if it means less than a quartov, we would indeed, in the first case with the wine, what would the implication be? As we've already said, implying of al shlosha lugim letanakam, would have had three full. It would be invalid, because that's why they said less than three. And then you're right, that would be clearly saying that the that the measure is important. And then to that, Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's arguing, lemeimer, to disagree, hakol holech achar hamara, everything goes after the color and not after the amount. That's one way to look at it. That is, if the Tanakhama then to imply that if the quart of wine fell into a full 3 lugim water, the mixture does invalidate, then in responding, everything depends on the color. What's he responding? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri meant, in addition to arguing with the Tanakhama's explicit second ruling regarding the milk, that clearly he argues, because he says it goes by what it looks like it'll invalidate, to dispute this implication and say that the full 3 lugim of water discovered the shame of quart of wine does not invalidate. So then that would be a two machlokasim, one implication of the reisha, and one clearly what the seifa says, right? Again, if the rabbi said it the way we had it up to now, we're just reviewing what we said already. If the text is in the first statement of the rabbis that a 3 lugim minus the quart of has wine, it says it's okay. It's okay. That's what it says. But what does it imply? Why'd you say less than 3? Mashmef was 3, it invalidates it. It invalidates it. And to that, Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue on that implication, because he says everything goes how it looks. So if it looks like wine, it's okay, even though there was 3. Second statement of the rabbis was saying same thing, 3 minus, now you add milk, and now it looks like water. The rabbi said, well, still it's okay because you don't have enough. That, not the implication. But Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on that straight off. Is that we go after the look, and even that case is going to be possible. That's how we have it up to now. Okay, so is that one way of doing that? And therefore, Rav, who made his statement, the Amor, who made his statement of the 3 actual lugim of water that wine fits in, he only goes like who? Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Rav only goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says everything goes by it looks. Even if you have 3 lugim of water, mamish, but some wine changes the look, it does not invalidate. Well, the implication of the rabbi's statement would be of the reisha, that if you have 3 with wine, it will invalidate because everything you need is just the amount, the measurement. So that's the first part of Rav Papa saying, is this the way we're going to have the Rav read the Mishnah? And Rav's only going to be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Or maybe not. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we can make Rav go according to everybody. Rav lo tani, he did not have in his text the 2 words in the beginning statement, chaser quart of, missing a quart of, bereisha, in the first statement of the rabbis. Rather, he read it, the rabbi said, if 3 full log of drawn water has some wine mixed in, and now it looks like wine, does not invalidate. Oh, does not invalidate. So even the rabbis are saying that the look won't hurt it. But the seifa, they don't change the text. In the seifa, the second case of the rabbis, it still keeps with 3 lugim minus a quart of, and then it's okay. Okay, then it's okay because it doesn't have enough. To which Rabbi Yochanan would still argue on that, but at least they agree with 3. They would say that it's okay. Rav's reading of the Mishnah, is it this way? 3 lugim of drawn water into which a quart of wine fell, and the color of the mixture is like the color of wine, and these 3 lugim plus then fell into a mikveh, they do not invalidate it. According to this version, which incidentally is a reading found in our versions of Tractate Mikvos, so if you look in our version, years later, that's our version, the first case also speaks of where there were full 3 lugim water, and it teaches that where they are colored by wine, they do not invalidate. We see this, and even the Tanakhama considers color a factor. That is, he maintains, here's the point, Tanakhama says that there are 2 conditions that must be met before the mixture can invalidate. The presence of a full 3 lugim of water and the color of water. Mm-hmm. That changed it. The first version is only saying you need to have 3 lugim of actual water. Mm-hmm. This second version says, the rabbi says, you need 3 lugim and actually the color of water. To which Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri won't argue on that point. And then Rav would be like everybody.
Right.
Rav would be like everybody. Now we're just going to finish up reading the whole Mishnah. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So then why? How's Rabbi Yochanan arguing then? If they're agreeing, But then the Mishnah brings Ruach and disagrees. Yeah. So what's he disagreeing? Not on the first case, but on the second case, where it was less than... Because remember, the second case, we don't... Everyone agrees the version of the second case is less than three full amounts, three full logim. Yeah. So where does Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri argue? Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri keep polling, a sefer only argues on the sefer. Because it says it goes by the looks. So according to him, even if it doesn't have three full logim of water, it goes by the looks. And that's where the machlok. Accordingly, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with the Talmud, he disagrees with him only in the Mishnah's latter case of the milk. Whereas the Tanakama rules that a mixture of water and milk does not invalidate the mikvah because it lacks the full three logim of water, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri maintains it does invalidate because the entire colorless mixture is considered water. So even according to the second version of the Mishnah, the words less occurrence are deleted only from the Mishnah's first case, but not from the second case. So that was Rav Papa's doubt. How did Rav read the first line of this Mishnah? Did it say the words three lugim minus a kurtov? And therefore the rabbis would be arguing on Rav Chaim Nuri when you have three full lugim of water? Or is his text of the first case three full lugim of water, to which the rabbis right away are saying it's okay? And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is only arguing on the seifa when there's less than the three lugim and milk falls in and it still looks like water, to which, however, there's no machlokas when there's three full lugim of water, and Rav would be like everybody, and that would be nice. And that was Rav Papa's doubt. Okay, Rava, who originally answered Rav, had no doubts. He learned the Mishnah the way we had it the first way, and he said Rav only goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Finish, does not look at the Rabbanan. Rav Gemara says, how could Rava give such an answer? Rav Papa wasn't sure how to learn the Mishnah, and at least Rava should have had the same doubts, and maybe Rav could be like everybody. So Gemara answer is very simple. You're not going to like the answer. Oh, I'm sorry. Rav, the Omar, can you recall? That's the end of the question. And Rav will hold like everybody. So now Gemara answers, L'Rav Papa me boile. You're right. Rav Papa wasn't sure. But L'Rav Pshitale. But Rav was sure. So he's asking a question. He wasn't sure. Rav was certain. Finished. You know, so he wasn't sure. He was. Now, of course, you've got to, this begs the question. What's the question? Queen of Rav. Rav only goes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. According to Rav Papa's doubt, it's possible that Rav could be like everybody. So the question is, so why wouldn't Rav want to learn the other way and learn it the other way that maybe he could be like everybody? That's the so that's a question. So let's see now. So here's the point. Why would Rav, look at the brackets, why would Rav opt for saying that Rav possessed the version of the Mishnah which makes him consistent only with Ruach and Uri, when he could have said that Rav had the version which makes him compatible with all Tanoim of that Mishnah? Ritva answers that saying that Rav is consistent with all Tanoim means that Rav Chiya's Brisa, remember the first question we asked on the page before? Rav Chiya had a Brisa that says that once you have the three Lugim, it's possible we don't go after the call. That was a question. To which we answered, well, he goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but if we're going to say that everybody in the Mishnah says that that what it looks like is what's important, then who's that Brisa going to be like? So he answers that saying that Rav is a sin with all tonight means that Rav Chiya's Brisa, which rules that three full lugim water discolored by a bit of wine does invalid, is not in concert with any of the Tanoim in the Mishnah, and represents a new third Tanoic opinion. This seems improbable to Rava. In other words, you got a Mishnah that has two rabbis, and they both agree, and you got this Brisa that's giving you another opinion. You know, that's not such a great thing either. So therefore, he'd prefer to say it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, and therefore that Brisa fits in according to one of those two opinions. Fine. So we're up to this point now. So what do we have so far? We have Rav's statement. It's a problem from a Brisa. We said, well, no, that's our problem because there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. And Rav goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Papa says, I'm not so sure that Rav is only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I'm not sure. It could be we go to the text and he goes like everybody. So Rav Papa is kind of saying, well, either Rav is like everybody or Rav is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. one last step to this piece. Now, this is going to provide us a third opinion. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comes along, okay, and he says, Lo Shamiali Hashmaitza. I have not heard this statement of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, which you're talking about. We started this whole discussion. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Rav, says, if 3 lugan of water and some wine get into that, falls to a mikvah, it doesn't invalidate it because we go with what it looks like here. So now, Rav Yosef was a student of Yehuda Amar Rav. Was a student of Yehuda Rav. And he's hearing this whole discussion going on, what Rav said. So I don't know what's going on. I never heard it. I never heard of this. I never heard of this. The whole thing, Rav, this, that. Now, what's so disturbing is, Rav Yosef is a disciple of Rav Yehuda. He was a student of Rav Yehuda. Right. He's hearing Rava, Rav Papa, they're all arguing, well, what did Rav Yehuda and Rav say? Right? Now, Rav Yosef is a student of Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Rav, he said, he's my mentor. I'm not familiar with that statement. What's going on over here? Somerle Abaye now says Rav Yosef. You have to remember, Rav Yosef, unfortunately, at the end of his life, started forgetting all his Torah. He became unwell. He started forgetting his Torah, Rav Yosef. Somerle Abaye, said, Rav Yosef, with all due respect, don't feel bad. At Amrit Lena, you told it to us. You told us what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said. But now what he told us is something a little bit different. Now you're going to have what Rav Yosef had told Abaye, what he felt about Rav. We already have two. We have Rava, what he said about Rav. He only goes according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. What Rav Papa said about Rav, I'm not sure. He could be like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. He could even be like the rabbis. Now what did Rav Yosef say about Rav, which he forgot, that Abaye had to remember? He says, I'll tell you what you told us about Rav. If there, what difficulties are? V'ahochi amrit nihalan, and this is what you told us when you taught this Mishnah in Mikvaos. That Mishnah, the Mishnah in Mikvaos that was the question on Rav.
Oh, okay.
And when you taught us this Mishnah regarding the 3 lugim of water, and you related Rav's ruling, which could maybe be a problem. Here's the point. Rav Yosef suffered a sickness and suffered some memory loss. Abaye's disciple would remind him of things he had once said but forgotten, usually providing a clue to refresh his mentor's memory. So, Rebbe, when we learned this Mishnah Mikvaos, the Machlokas, the Tanakam, the Rochev and Ori, vis-a-vis Rav's position and how we're going to deal with it. So now Rava gave us one way to deal with it. Yeah. Rav Papa is the second way. Now Rav Yosef is going to give us a third way of how he dealt with it. Not too hard. That he says clearly, the Rav, he wasn't in doubt, but he's in the other direction. The Rav lo tani chaser kuvri. Rav for sure said there was no words missing a kurtov in the reisha, which was the second way Rav Papa thought the reading was. He says, clear. It says 3 lugim of water mixing in with the wine.
Yeah.
So you see, clear, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav goes like everybody. And he wasn't even in doubt. You say, you said that. And what did Rav Yochanan argue on? Rav Yochanan, where's that? A similar, on the second case, because the second case, everybody agrees, the second case is not a full 3 lugim of water, with milk. And the rabbis say, well, that's okay, you don't have 3 lugim. Rav Yochanan argues to be strict and say, no, we go by what it looks like. It looks like water, it is water. So you hear that. So you told us that. And therefore, Rav will then be like who? Rav will then be like? Rav will be like everybody. Oh, so what do we got? So we mix the whole thing up. We've got Rav's statement. And the question is, who is he like? Well, Rava says, I only have one version of the Mishnah in Mikvaos that asks the question. And it starts off by saying, missing a kurtov, which means Rav can only be like Rav Yochanan Uri and not like the Chachamim. Rav Papa says, I don't understand. Rav Papa says, we're not sure what the Girsa is. And it could be, maybe Rav is only like Rav, but he could be like everybody. And that's Rav Papa's conclusion. And comes along Rabbi Yehuda and said clear that the original version was of the Mishnah, 3 lugim of water. And therefore, for sure, Rav is going according to everybody. So that's how we ended up in three ways. Now, in summary. Okay, now you want the summary? This is the last part. What does the Mishnah say? Well, we're not sure. The Mishnah Mikvah states, three lugim of drawn water less a kortuv. Now, that's the debate. Is that word? Do we have those words or not? That's the debate. Into which a quart of wine fell, and their color is like the color of wine, and then they fell into a mikvah, they do not invalidate it. They do not invalidate it. Yeah. Similarly, three lugim of drawn water, less a quart of in a quart of milk fell, and their color is like the color of water, and then they fell into a mikvah, they do not invalidate it. That's what we had with originally. Rilchan Nuri says, everything depends on the color. Now, what does this mean? There are two views whether the words appearing in bold, less a kurtov, belong in the Mishnah's opening line or not. Mm-hmm. That's the debate. Let's go with version A, which we learned yesterday and we reviewed today. According to the version that has these two words, missing a kurtov, Tanakhama does not consider color a factor in the status of drawn water at all. If there are three full luging of drawn water, they invalidate a mikvah regardless of the color. If anything other than water completes the three log measure, the mixture does not invalidate mikvah, even has color of water because it didn't have three of water. Yochum Nure, however, considers color the sole factor and thus disputes both these rulings. In this view, even a full three log of water do not invalidate if they are colored. And if they're not colored, even a mixture of one another liquid does invalidate. And that is the top part of this chart. The top part. See, first version of the Mishnah, first version, says, what would be with three lugan of water, according to Anakama, not colored or colored, invalidates. Because once you have three, that's the implication of the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. While moving over to the right, less than three lugan, which was the way the Mishnah is worded, not colored and colored, does invalidate because you don't have three lugan of water. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochum and Nuri will say, doesn't matter, three lugim of water depends on what it looks like. If it's not colored, it's invalid. If it's colored, it's not invalid. Doesn't make a difference as to what the Mishnah said, less than three lugim of water, again, will matter. If it's not colored, it's invalidated. If it's colored, it does not invalidate. That's what we had yesterday with that version. Now let's go back to the next version, B. If the words less a kurtov are not in the Mishnah's opening statement, then it's the view of the Tanakhama that color is also a factor, but not the sole factor. In order to invalidate, there must be a full three lugim of water, and they must not be colored. So there's two factors, three and color. Neither the three lugim of colored water, nor three lugim of a colorless mixture of water, and some other liquid invalidates. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, however, considers color the sole factor. His view is the same according to both readings. So there, let's look at the bottom part here. Second version of the Mishnah. If we're going to say it says three luging of water, well, the Tanakhama will invalidate if it's not colored because you have three lugim of water there. But if it's colored, then it doesn't invalidate. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri would not argue on any of that. Doesn't argue on any of that. So where is he arguing on the Mishnah? Well, what if it would be less than three lugim of water? According to Tanakhama, it never invalidates because you don't have three lugim. Tanakhama says you need both factors. Yochum ben Nuri says, no, it only goes by what it looks like. And even if it's less than three lugim of water, it would invalidate if it looks like water. And if it doesn't, then it does not invalidate it. So that's how we finish that off. So therefore, let's now take the bottom now. So now we put it all together. So Rav rules that even full three lugim of water do not invalidate if they are colored. That was Rav's initial statement. According to the first reading, Rav follows the view of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? According to the second reading, however, Rav is consistent with both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? So now, Rava, who answered the question of the Mishnah on Rav, had the first reading. Then he only goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yosef, we just brought down, says that Rav had the second version and for sure goes like everybody. And Rav Papa was in doubt if he was like everybody or only like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And thus ends this sugya.
And this sugya was just
It's an add-on because we're making statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, who was talking about something regarding Edim Zomimim a long time ago. We fell into this error, Yehuda Amarav. Okay, so now that's that opinion. So and there's a machlokas. We don't know exactly what the reading for the Tana Kama would be. Okay, a three-way machlokas, as much as three-way you could make it. Okay, good. This has to be reviewed. You have to review this, but it makes sense. And the sheet I'm going to send you today, I got that chart there. I made my own little chart for one version. Now I was able to lift the Art Scroll one, and now put it on with the little comments. So to succinctly review it, it's going to be there. No, I was able to take a picture of it. Screen. You can't cut and paste. I took a picture of what I could get a picture of, and then I cropped it. Okay. You'll see when I send it to you today, and you get exactly the part I want you to have. Okay, let's... Rav Yosef got sick, and he forgot his teachings.
And he's still teaching the students with correct...
Well, so that he would then, the students would remind him... Then he'd hop what it was. So Abai is saying, Rebbe, you told us long ago that Rav's version did not have the words less than a quartz of there. And according to you, that Rav was like everybody. Okay, so now we move on to another statement of Yehuda Marav regarding a mikvah, but a little bit different case over here. It's much easier now. We've gone through the hard part. That's it. Now it's going to be easier for a while. Now, but with another statement of Yehuda Marav. Amri Yehuda Marav. Let's look at this. Chavis Malaya Maim. A barrel is filled with water. That's drawn water, and you could not use this for a mikvah. Okay? Now, where does it fall? Shinafla Liyam Hagadol. It falls into the Great Sea, which is always means the Mediterranean Sea. Is the Mediterranean Sea a kosher mikvah? Absolutely. A sea of water is a kosher mikvah. Okay? Now, you got, let's say, a guy on a boat going in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and he's going to have to go to the mikvah. He has to go to the mikvah. He says, I'm going to take my boat, I'm going to take my yacht out into the Mediterranean Sea, and I'm going to dunk in. Before he dunks in, a barrel of water that was on the boat, that was full of drawn water, not good for a mikvah, fell in, and all the water dispersed right over here. In the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, next to his boat. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Now, next step. Vitovel Shum. Now the guy goes right in there, the spot in the sea where the contents of the barrel spilled out.
Yeah, that's difficult.
So now you got to, what is going to be the question over here? You tell me what the question is.
Yeah, the big question is it disperses so quickly.
Oh, so when he's going in here, would we say that right here is all the... It was a big barrel, not a little barrel. What about a big barrel that the whole person would fit into the barrel? Let's say the person could... The barrel is big enough...
That the person would fit in.
Yeah, you could fit in there. It's not a little bit of water. Talk about a lot of water.
Yeah.
And like the Valdez spill, but instead of oil, it's water.
Okay?
That's, we're dating ourselves. You don't know anything about the Valdez.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's mobile, no? Exxon? I don't know.
Exxon.
Anyway, so it falls in there. Now the guy's going right in there. So the question is, can we assume that the water dispersed?
Yes.
And it got just totally connected, became just all Mediterranean seawater?
Yes.
And then we're not talking about like a week later. It's got to be like right afterwards. No, a week later, you know, it's all gone.
1 second later.
But then he just, or do we say not? That's the question.
I hope we say yes.
And we have to understand what they're up. So he rules, lo also tefillah. If he was tummy, he went into the mikvah, he's tummy. We're talking about a guy who touched the sheretz, he's tummy. He wants to go to the Beis Hamikdash. He wants it. He thought he'd go to the Mediterranean Sea. But the water of the barrels there, he said, doesn't work. Why?
I wish I
knew. We're concerned that there should not be, we don't want to have, three lugim of drawn water floating in one place, which caused the person to remain tame. What does that mean? Rashi explains that the person is still tame, because part of his body may have emerged from the immersion in the drawn water. The sages promulgated, love that word, that if a person who was tameh, immersed in a valid mikvah, to become tar, he becomes tameh later again, if later on the same day he immerses his head and most of his body in three lugim of drawn water. That's one of these new rules you didn't know about. Okay, let's say you went into a kosher mikvah. A guy goes into a kosher mikvah. The rabbis, again, they always make these decrees. Remember, they don't want people to ever think they can make a mistake. Let's say you were Tame, you go in a kosher mikvah, and on the same day, you put your head and most of your body, you go into a mikvah, you go again into a body of water that has drawn water.
Now,
let me get this straight. Guy's Tame, okay? So in the middle of the day, he goes to a kosher mikvah, it's fine. Then he decides to go in to a body of water, a swimming pool. A swimming pool, which is for sure a not kosher mikvah.
Okay.
And then that, later on, then that night, he goes to the base of fish and has some meat from the base of fish. You know what people are going to say? Oh, I guess you can go to a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that he went to the mikvah before.
Yeah.
You follow? Yeah. That's a rabbinic decree. Biblically, he's for sure tar because he went to a mikvah. Since when going to a swimming pool makes you tummy? But the rabbi said people are going to just know he went to the pool. They're going to go, oh, I can go to the pool too. Mm-hmm. So therefore, rabbinically, they said, even though you went to a kosher mikvah, but if on the same day you go to a not kosher mikvah, we're going to say you're not okay. So over here, we're concerned that, right, you went to the Mediterranean Sea. That's fine. That's a kosher mikvah. But as you're coming out, right, you could have maybe had your body now with the three logim of water, the drawn water, and then the rabbinic prohibition will now kick into effect. You follow the issue over here.
So at what point would...
Thus, the tumah status of the person immersing the area where the barrel had fallen will be a rabbinic one. Remember, it's rabbinic because he really was okay. He went into the ocean there. This tumah is a limited one which disqualifies him from touching or eating truma. It's a rabbinic limited. His primary tumah, however, would have been removed by his immersion. We're only concerned that after the valid immersion, his body may have passed through the drawn water and acquired a rabbinic tumah. I'm not going to get into Tosfos. This was hard enough. Okay? So he says, we're concerned. It could be when he went out, he got involved in that three logim of tumah, not good water, and we'd rabbinically slap on him this tumah. However, that's only Vidafka Liamagadol. That's only when you go into the great sea. Why? Because the waters are relatively not so rough. Dekoy Vakaimid. It's relatively stationary. So there's a concern that the barrel's content could still be in one place for a little while. On the other hand, what if this all happened on the Colorado Rapids? The Colorado Rapids, same story. Aval Nahara Ba'almalo, but an ordinary river that's flowing, we can safely assume that the river current right away knocked it out. And that's, we'll end it on that.
One comment, you can't really separate liquid from liquid. Again, if it's oil, it moves together, but you put water in water,
I hear your question. I hear your question.
According to
okay.